some new research from Harvard finds that among the country's 100 largest counties, the place where children have the hardest time escaping poverty is Baltimore, where there are still National Guard troops keeping the peace after riots last week. We want to take a closer look at the study and what it tells us about Baltimore and upward mobility across the country with Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic, who joins us each Monday. Derek, welcome back.
Good to be here.
And first, let's talk about Baltimore. What does the study say about that city?
Baltimore City, as you mentioned, was the worst large county for income mobility for young children. I think we should define income mobility. We hear a lot about income inequality.
Right.
That's the gap today between the rich and the poor. Income mobility adds another dimension, time. Over time, can young people who are born to low-income families work their way into the middle class and beyond? And Ross Chetty and this group at Harvard's Equality of Opportunity Project have been looking at this question for a number of years. This is a huge study, two studies actually, and it found that growing up in Baltimore as a young child in a low-income household reduces that child's earnings more than any other area in the country by about 17% for children that grew up there. From birth. So what the study is telling us is that location matters even more than we thought.
And even for people who move, they might be in one city at an early age and then they move somewhere else during their childhood. This study found that the younger children were when they moved, the better off they did. And there was a difference between how boys and girls were affected.
That's right. The value of moving is not just a question of where do we move, but when do we move? How old are the children when they move cities? Because when they did this study, they found that when someone older than 13 switched cities, sometimes that could even be detrimental. You're taking that young boy or girl out of their social group and they have trouble adjusting. But the study did find that if you move with young children, those young children can sort to a good a
place with better upward mobility.
Exactly. The children could soak up the causal effects of that new neighborhood. They benefited tremendously in terms of higher lifetime earnings, more likely to go to school, more likely to be in a dual-earner household or a two-parent household as an adult. So the benefits are really multiplicative here if you move when the children are young enough.
Let's talk about some of the other places that we see this kind of thing around the country. Aside from Baltimore, what were some of the other areas, first of all, where it's hard to get away from poverty?
They found that the places worst in the country in terms of upward mobility tended to be more segregated, had more income inequality, had worse schools. This is really just across the Southeast. If you sort of imagine a swath of land going from, say, southern Virginia, sort of cutting across the Deep South into Alabama and Mississippi, these areas do really, really poorly in terms of income mobility for people born in the early 1980s. On the other hand, there are some cities that have a remarkable track record. Areas like Seattle, Minneapolis, Salt Lake City, Washington, D.C. Here you tend to have shared resources and shared real estate. By that, I mean you have a lot of poor families that are living much closer to middle-income and high-income families, and they seem to benefit from a density of mixing of economic opportunities.
So an urban environment can be a good thing, you're saying, as long as there's kind of mixed economic status and all kinds of people living in the same general area?
Right. Overall, the studies did find that people who lived in suburbs, close suburbs to rich cities on the coast and then cities like Minneapolis in the middle of the country tended to do the best. But what the policy implication of this at the national level is a little bit difficult to tease out because housing policy is so often a local issue. And the key takeaway here is that, you know, you want to integrate disadvantaged families into mixed income communities. You want to find ways to build housing closer to central business districts so that low-income people can live closer to where the best jobs are.
Derek, you look at these kind of issues all the time, both the issues of urban versus suburban versus rural and also income inequality in general. As you look at this study, does this tell you anything about society that you didn't know before?
Yes. I think the thing that it taught me that I didn't know before is that moving isn't just about where you move to, but when you move. This study seems to show very clearly that if you want the best outcome for your child, it's very important to move early into an area with a high demonstrated upward mobility in order for that young child to sort of soak up all the benefits of that place, whether it's the better schools, less segregation, lower crime. You want to introduce young children to these better cities and suburbs as soon as possible. And moving when that child is 12, 13, 14, it at that point might be too late to have a large economic effect on their future.
Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic, and we'll link you to more about this study. You can see where your city or your county ranks up at hereandnow.org. Derek, thank you so much.
Thank you.